This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in today for Anthony Brooks. Well, if you spend any time in the Longwood medical area, you've probably seen him. Groggy, sweaty, and sunshy, stumbling about in a daze, eyes sunken.
No, they're not zombies.
They are, in fact, medical interns.
That's right. Young doctors in their wrinkled scrubs in their first year out of medical school. They are routinely called upon to work exhausting 30-hour shifts in hospitals. Or at least they were until last month, when the practice was banned by the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education.
And the reasons were obvious. According to one study, upwards of 100,000 Americans die of medical errors every year. And many doctors argued that putting patients in the care of strung-out interns wasn't helping. But writing this weekend in the New York Times Magazine, Darshak Sanghavi argues that the new rules might not help either. In fact, they could make the problem worse. Dr. Sanghavi is the chief of pediatric cardiology at UMass Medical School in Worcester, and he joins us now in the studio. Doctor, welcome.
Hi, it's nice to see you.
Well, first of all, just give us a quick sense of what it was like for you working a 30-hour shift back when you were an intern.
So I actually was back in the day, even when there were longer than 30-hour shifts in the late 1990s.
Like how long?
So you could be there for 36 hours or so. So those were long days. This was in the late 1990s when I was a pediatrics resident at Children's Hospital. You'd go in at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and your day would frequently end at about 6 p.m. the next day.
Oh, man. Yeah. What was the philosophy behind asking young doctors, people making life and death decisions, to work these just crazy hours? In your article, you call it hazing.
Yeah. Well, I think this is an artifact of the way training has been for almost 100 years. You know, back in the early 1900s, people were on call 362 days a year. And then it seems like that just never changed. And they felt that this sort of military mentality was the way you should train physicians, because at any moment in time, you could be called upon to do something.
Was there a little bit of, I went through it, so you should too?
I think that still persists now. That the thinking is that somehow, because that's how we've always trained physicians in the past, that's how we should continue to train them in the future.
Okay, so under the new regulatory regime, what will the typical first-year intern's schedule be?
So what just came into being this past month, and this is the culmination of decades of advocacy on the part of patients and patient safety advocates, is that the longest shift that a first-year intern can work is 16 hours, period.
Period.
And then you have to go home, you have to sleep.
That's still a pretty healthy shift.
It sure is. And I think that this is one of the areas where even that change, going to 16 hours, has caused a huge amount of controversy among physicians. They feel that we're not going to be able to train them very well. Maybe this will create other problems. But that is a radical departure.
In your article, you mention a study that was conducted here at Brigham and Women's Hospital a few years ago, in which one group of interns worked the traditional 30-hour shift every third night, and the other group only worked 16-hour shifts. And the results were stunning. The group that worked the longer shifts made 36% more medical errors, serious medical errors. So why doesn't that finding make this rule change a no-brainer?
Well, that's very interesting. And, you know, I think in addition to any study, I think you just talk to anybody. I think most people think that they don't want to go and be on a plane with a pilot who's been flying for 36 hours. You don't want a truck driver who's been driving that long.
Sure.
And it just took a while before doctors said, well, let's study it, because we want to be sure about that. And I think that the criticism is that, look, that was in a very highly monitored setting that doesn't reflect the way doctors really need to think. And so as a result, maybe we just need to do a lot more studies before we make a change. And that's been the argument against it.
Well, one potential problem that you write about of having these new rules, these new limits on shift lengths for new doctors, is the handoff that takes place in between hospital shifts each night, when all the doctors offload their patients onto the intern who has the overnight shift. And you spent some time observing these handoffs at Children's Hospital. What did you see happen there?
So the background for this is that, surprisingly, although doctors' hours have been reduced over the past 10 to 15 years, the really interesting observation is that it didn't appear as though medical errors overall really fell.
Hmm.
And we wanted to understand, why is that? It makes so much sense that you want a well-rested doctor. Why can't we measure that care is better? And it seems like what's happened is that now that you have many fewer hours, you have a lot more handoffs. You know, there's a lot more people involved. And it turns out that process of transmitting that information, you know, when your doctor goes off shift and a new one comes on, it's actually very, very scary what can happen there, and how those procedures just haven't been developed. They're really, you know, it's a bunch of people sitting around pieces of paper telling you about life and death decisions, and then they step out and the new team comes in and they haven't done a very good job of transmitting that information.
So I guess if interns are now going to be working shorter shifts, does that mean that there will simply be more handoffs and therefore more opportunities for things to fall through the cracks?
That's exactly what several of the studies have shown, is that now you have many more people involved. And I like to compare it to a game of telephone, you know, where you whisper one thing to somebody and it goes down the line. Think about that, except with medical information. And so what people have done is really said, well, what's going on? And why is that not working? And can we make that process better?
Well, after you left, Children's decided to test out some new guidelines or a new approach to their handoffs. How did that work out?
So there are several individuals across the country that are trying to work on this. And at Children's Hospital, I spent some time and talked about this in the article, the residency director, Dr. Ted Sektish, has developed really elementary ways of talking about patients. You always want to say things in a very structured manner. You want to kind of print everything out. You want to write out the procedures. I mean, this is really not rocket science at all. And he's working on these procedures and finding that if you just do a little bit of teaching, you can reduce the number of errors and, in fact, increase the amount of time doctors spend with patients as well.
Well, as you mentioned, these new rules apply to first-year interns. These are new doctors who are fresh out of medical school. I guess if these interns work shorter shifts, doesn't that mean that they're going to end up just logging fewer cockpit hours during their internship and they're going to go into their residency with that much less experience?
That's right. So defenders of the old school way of doing things will say, oh my God, you know, these guys are not going to be learning as much as we did. But many of us who are now in practice realize medicine is so much more complicated today than it ever was back then. We've really entered the era of the specialist. And in that, when you look at it that way, you find out that we do all this stuff during training that has nothing to do with being a doctor. And if we're going to be educating physicians, maybe that's what we should really be spending our time doing. And as you started off saying, 16 hours a day seems like plenty of time to teach somebody how to do something.
So ultimately, you think this is a positive development?
I do. I think that that it is a humane thing to do. I mean, I think that it is the right thing to do. And I know as a trainee myself, when I was up for 36 hours, I was not the nicest person in the world. And, you know, when you have a sick child or somebody you love in the hospital, you want somebody who is really fully alert. I think what this shows is that it's not so simple as just cutting hours. That's only the first layer. But we shouldn't go back to the old way, but we should now really focus on all those other areas of improvement, whether it's communication or errors in the way we write orders and computerized records, all that now should also rise to the forefront.
Dr. Sangavi, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this.
It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Sangavi is Chief of Pediatric Cardiology at UMass Medical School. He's also the author of A Map of the Child, A Pediatrician's Tour of the Body, and he writes regularly about medicine for Slate. His piece in this past weekend's New York Times Magazine about new rules mandating shorter hours for medical interns is linked on our website, radioboston.org.
Stay with us. In just a moment, we'll talk with a Harvard philosopher about finding the meaning of life on our bookshelves. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.